As we move into chapter 10 of Proverbs, we see that we are entering a new section of the book. In the first 9 chapters of the book of Proverbs, we have an introduction to the book. Now here in chapter 10, the actual Proverbs themselves begin. They are short but weighty sentences, 2 sentences in one verse illustrating each other, but there is seldom any true coherence between the verses. There is usually not a common subject which connects these verses together, and therefore in these chapters, we're not going to try to give a subject for the chapter. The general scope of these Proverbs is to set before us good and bad, as well as the blessings and the curses. This large section from Proverbs 10 verse 1 to chapter 22 verse 16 contains 375 of Solomon's individual Proverbs. As we mentioned, they're in no apparent order, with only occasional grouping by subject, and are often without a context to harmonize their application. So we're going to more or less take this verse at a time, and each verse can be a complete separate lesson of its own. They are based primarily on Solomon's inspired knowledge of the law and the prophets. The parallel, two-line proverbs of chapters 10 through 15 are mostly contrasts or opposites, while those of chapter 16 through 22 are mostly similarities or comparisons. So beginning in verse 1 of chapter 10, the Proverbs of Solomon, "A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother." Solomon is here speaking about children, which is an indication of how important the subject is throughout the Bible. He makes the observation that the peace and comfort of parents depends very muchly on the good behavior of their children. Actually, the wise or well-behaved child actually makes both parents happy, whereas the foolish or poorly behaved child actually makes both parents sad and distressed. This is certainly a reason why parents should be careful to raise their children properly, educate them in good manners and good behavior, and train them up in the ways of God. If this proper training has the desired effect, then the parents will receive great benefit and comfort from it. This is a way for them to have peace. Regardless of any other school the child may attend, we must remember that the home is a school and the parents are teachers. The time and effort invested in the responsibility by both parents will reap untold benefits in the form of mental peace and comfort, as well as the physical rewards of a child with a profitable, productive, and healthy lifestyle. But if this proper training does not have the proper effect, then the parents can take some consolation, however small, in knowing that they made the effort to raise the child properly, they've done their duty, they've done what they could to try to train the child in the right way. This proverb, given here in verse 1, is a good reason why children should strive to conduct themselves wisely and well, while they should live up to their good training by their parents. This will comfort and gladden the hearts of their parents and not sadden them. And the young people themselves have more comfort and joy and peace in life if they live a godly and discreet life. If they obey the things their parents taught them to do that are right, then they can know that they are pleasing parents and not giving them additional grief in their old age. It is the duty of parents to rejoice when their children do well, when their children act wisely. They should truly appreciate this quality and let them know it. There should be guilt on the conscience of those parents who did not make proper effort to train the children properly. If they placed more emphasis on other areas of life, such as job or pleasure, they can now truly see their error and how serious their neglect was, although it is now too late to make up for lost time and undo the damage. However, it is never too late to try to have a positive, loving influence on your child. He or she is and always will be your child. On the other hand, there should also be guilt on the part of the child who behaves improperly and caused grief to the parent. There may be hidden feelings of hatred toward the parent, which the child should rid himself of for his parents' sake and especially for his own sake. These bad feelings toward parents, even though they did not fully live up to their responsibility, are bad for you and will cause you more grief to harbor them than to rid yourselves of their burden. You and your parents should now have joy and happiness in each other instead of grief. Whatever has happened, try to make the best of it instead of the worst, which helps no one. Your parents are, and ever will be, your parents. Let's read this proverb again. A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. This is very, very wise and truthful teaching, and probably no society has felt the result of this fact more than our society has. As we have more and more disregard for the home in our society, and as the home deteriorates more and more in our society, we see more and more grief brought upon the parents by the action of the children, and more grief brought on the children by the action of the parents. The two are closely related, and they should be living according to God so that both have the benefit of the family in its intact state. Till next time, this is N.C. Crouch saying goodbye, friends.